Robinhood Radio presents Do the Right Thing
with Karen Grigsby Bates, Los Angeles-based correspondent for NPR News. Karen also was a news reporter for People magazine, a contributing columnist on the op-ed pages for the Los Angeles Times for 10 years. Karen's work has also appeared in Time, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Essence, and Vogue.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
It's Karen Grigsby Bates, Do the Right Thing. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Jill.
So here's the deal. Every so often, you know, if you go to a very twee restaurant, you get chef's choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Jill's choice. It's my topic.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. It comes out of a summer's worth of complaints. And I think it's
a summer's worth of complaints.
Oh, it's a lifetime's worth, but I'll just limit it to the summer.
Okay.
And I would love your view of the following. I am encountering, I don't know whether you are, but I am encountering in so many different areas, a huge inability to listen. The best I can say is that people do think they're listening. And again, that's me just being highly diplomatic. In other words, I'm willing to concede that some people think they are listening. But if they are doing that, then they are not hearing what's being said because either they're so distracted or they're playing. I don't know what it is. So there's something going on, and I think it is worthy of comment. So first and foremost, do you think I'm psycho, or do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, you're the astrologer. You know, we had the anonymous op-ed in the New York Times yesterday about the Trump administration. There's been an earthquake in Japan. There have been two or three other things. So obviously something is in the air or in the stars, since you're an astrologer. And yes, something's happening. As to what that is, I have no idea.
Right. And I can certainly do that. There are some big, the planet of communication, Mercury, is in the sign that it rules Virgo. And there's big opposition to the planet of illusion, confusion, reality, distortion. So that's...
Oh, well, that explains some of it.
There's that, and we've got more than... Just because that's going on now, there's a follow-up, there's a chaser to that that happens, I would say, through the middle of this month of September. So,
lovely.
Yeah. So a lot of stuff will come out of... It. I remember, not remember, but the earthquake in Japan in Hokkaido, I heard someone say like three million people are out of power. And I was thinking, because yesterday a tree fell on the line on my road, and the power company got right out there. And they knew it was a tree because I told them it was a tree. After waiting for 11 minutes on hold because I couldn't report it. So anyway, I said, trees down, blah, blah, blah. And they said, absolutely. And then Robo called and said, oh, it 6 o'clock. Anyway, come to find out that the line person was there on site from about 20 minutes later. But the tree people never showed up. So,
yes, mixed signals.
Yeah, that's another way of putting it. But you know, if you're not listening or hearing, then it's impossible to sort of tease apart those mixed signals. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether that's people are moving so fast or they. I. But, you know, one person versus 3 million.
Part of it is laziness. You know, in expecting other people to do stuff for you, even if you miss the instructions or the directions or the whatever. There's a famous New Yorker cartoon that I just love that my husband just rolls his eyes whenever I point it out to him, that is a husband who's looking into a refrigerator and it's filled with nothing but sticks of butter. And he said, honey, where'd you say you put the butter? Now, that's an extreme example, but there are times when we're told things over and over and over and over again, and for some reason, it just doesn't sink in. It's not particularly traumatic information. A lot of it is, you know, where the butter is kind of information, but we don't listen. Why do we not listen? We don't listen because we're distracted, because we have our faces slapped to the screens of our smartphones or our other devices. We also don't listen because we figure from personal experience, oh, well, if I don't pay attention to this, if it's important enough, they'll get back to me again. Now, that might work for bill collectors, although that has its own unfortunate consequences if you stop listening after a while because it affects your credit rating, which affects everything else. Hello, are you listening, people? But it doesn't work for everything. And I am happy that I have never missed a plane, but I know people who have because they're not
paying attention
to when the plane actually leaves, you know, when the door shuts on the, locks off the jetway, you know, that kind of stuff, because they just figure, oh, I fly all the time, so I don't need to pay attention. Yeah, maybe you do. Things as simple as crossing the street, you know, the street directions change, and somebody's like, well, when did that happen? It's like, well, it was in the newspaper, and it was on the news, your local news, and it's saying, we've done a study, we found this is more effective, and you end up, you know, almost getting killed or almost killing somebody because you're walking during the don't walk that used to be a walk. I mean, they're simple things, but they make a huge difference in the quality of your life.
And it's funny because it's almost there's a... One of the just diabolical things that has happened, and probably happened a while ago, but I've just discovered it and I'm railing against it as well, is those stupid answers that now come with your email. You know, so at least with Gmail, which is ubiquitous, if nothing else.
How does this work?
It gives you stock answers just in case you're too lazy to, I'm sorry, it gives you stock answers. So it says, thanks, I'll get right on it. Or,
oh, I've never seen this.
Oh, just wait. Just you wait, Enriquez. And it goes with another argument I'm having with Gmail. And when I figure out how to sort this out, when I find the person who set this up, I cannot be responsible for my actions. Sometimes I help people write things, and mm-hmm. you all know who you are, because it makes it clearer. And for ages I have been, you know, trying to make the point to people that sometimes people aren't hearing or reading the way it is in your head and your writing. It's almost mm-hmm. like having a proofreader, but mm-hmm. if anyone has sent me something that says attached is blah, blah, and I send it back, Gmail says it won't send it. It says, it looks like you've forgotten to do an attachment.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really helpful.
Hmm.
And you can't get past it unless you say, oh, okay. Did you mean to send this without an attachment? Now, I don't really want my mother all these years later saying, do you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
And I find that I guess it's convenient, but how stupefied does anyone want to get?
Yeah, yeah. And how much does it take, for Pete's sake?
But that's all part of, you know, if you are listening and if you're willing to just like, then...
Well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's just how do you... How do you pay attention?
Well, paying attention, I mean, I think marketers and a lot of other people have realized that a lot of us don't pay attention, and they're using that to their advantage. And I think we get to the point where you look up and you don't have, you're not registered to vote anymore because you haven't been paying attention. They've been asking, you know, sending you little notices saying, are you still in this district? Does this happen? You say, I'll just go down and vote. Well, not necessarily anymore. And if you care about voting, and you should, that's something that shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Right. It's a type of engagement in life that
right.
I think that... to me, goes back to, again, this lack. You've got to engage somewhere, because otherwise it's not, I don't know what it is, but it's not helpful.
And on the one hand, I sort of understand the need to not, because people just sort of feel like, oh, everything's coming at me, not in waves, but I mean, there's just, I get too many robocalls, too much email, too much this, this, that. But, you know, for our own self-preservation, we have to be able to sit through that and pick the important stuff out.
And that being able to filter information is really key. And I think that when there wasn't such a surfeit of information, and when it wasn't that you sort of got on this screen that you can't, it's like a train that you can't get off of once you start with it. Because, I actually had
some people.
Go on.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, some people have figured this out. Like, I am actually taking a class this weekend in how to sort through email and separate the junk from the stuff you really care about and what to do with it. Because I just feel overwhelmed. And it came along in the mail. And I was paying attention. And I thought, okay, this is the beginning of a new year for me. So as a birthday present to myself, I'm going to take this organization class. Not glamorous, but if it makes my life easier in the next couple of weeks, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and absolutely. And that's one of the benefits. But you were paying attention. And I guess the whole the crux of it is, unless you're paying attention, you're liable to miss the opportunities to actually fix or deal with the things that you that don't suit.
Yeah. Plus, you might miss a really good shoe sale because they send those in the mail too.
I think the real point is check your mail. Actually,
It is. Your test results, your shoe sale, you know, the PTA meeting that's coming up that you promised to provide baked goods for, that reminder. Well, that's in the email.
Right, and you know. There's something to be said, by the way, for writing notes, too. I have found that leaving a note, the butter's in here, works better than sending a text saying the butter's in the fridge. And I don't know if that's just because of the sameness of it, or a note is now a novelty. But for the record, a helpful hint from someone who's done it both ways, so to speak.
I think it depends on where you leave it. Like, I would leave that note in big red marker on a full letter-sized piece of paper taped to the front of the refrigerator.
So would
I. Got butter? Open the door. you know, some people would put that on the bathroom mirror because that's the first thing people look into when they stagger into the bathroom in the morning. Or, you know, taped to the top of the toilet. It just sort of depends on what the habits of your household are. But I'm kind of finding that if they're looking for it, I'm trying to think ahead of, okay, what's the obvious place somebody would, you know, tape it to your glasses if you put on your glasses first thing in the morning. And it's sad that we've gotten to that, but we've gotten to that.
Thank you very much, Karen Grigsby Bates. Do the Right Thing.
Don't forget to hang up.
You've been listening to Do the Right Thing with Karen Grigsby Bates, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow.
On the web, robinhoodradio.com.
Fly right.